What to do about Illinois' soaring pension debt remains a concern, even though legislators passed a law overhauling the state's retirement systems. Its constitutionality is in question. A recent related state Supreme Court ruling, which found that retirees' health care is a protected benefit, appears to give greater weight to unions' position that the pension law is illegal. The law reduces workers' and retirees' pensions and raises the retirement age. Senate President John Cullerton has put out feelers to go a different route. He suggested to a Chicago Tribune columnist that workers be given a choice. He's essentially returning to a concept previously agreed to by a coalition of public employee unions. The model called for asking workers to give up annual compounded pension bumps or the salary upon which a worker's pension is based would effectively be frozen. However, unions don't seem interested in going back to that compromise now. Here's spokesman Anders Lindahl.
We sought to work together toward a compromise solution. The politicians rejected that last year and plunged ahead with an unfair, we believe a clearly unconstitutional template.
Lindahl says until a court decision on the pension law is reached, there's no room to continue discussions. The case is currently in a Sangamon County Circuit Court. I'm Amanda Vinicky.